And welcome to the Awakening Podcast with me, Michael Kibitsky.
Hey guys, how you doing? This is something new. We're doing something right now. Never done this before.
Yes.
Whoa, that's my voice. Yeah, I was listening. Yeah, all right. So we're doing something new. We're gonna be starting to do a live podcast. And then eventually it will be now edited from this and taken onto our regular podcast page. And anyways, I'm gonna share to you my story.
Podcast with Paige.
Yep. So we're gonna do that and say I am live. Listen to my podcast. Well, not my podcast. Podcast that God has had me create. And we're gonna share it somewhere else. Share there. And there too. Alright, so yep, like I said, I'm doing something new. Because God is doing something new. Thus, the brand new podcast, the Awakening Podcast. Well, I mean, it's been out for a while, but the title of this podcast is New Thing. And yeah, I believe that God is doing something great in this very time, in this season right now that we have never seen or experienced before. And I'm just excited for what God is up to, and what he's going to be doing in us and what he's going to do through us. And I just want to, take time, and I want to stop and I want to pray, for this podcast. I really want to pray, that this podcast will go great, that it won't, that God will give me the words to speak, that it's not just the words through me from what I'm speaking, anything like that, but from what God has given me to tell you. All right, dear Lord, I thank you for this. I thank you for this new opportunity that you've given me, Father God. So that the words are not my words, God, for this podcast, but that they are the words that you've given me, Father God, that you anoint me, God. Anoint my words, Father God. Anoint me, Father God. Your anointing's here, Father God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you for everything you have done, Father. God, thank you, man, Lord. Thank you for blessing me, Father God. Thank you for blessing the people that are watching and listening to this podcast, Father God. Thank you, God, for what you're currently doing, God, that we've never seen or imagined, Lord. Thank you for blessing us with a new day, Father God. Thank you for, God, thank you for what you're going to do, God, in this new season, especially, Father God, what you're going to do in this new year, Father God, that you've given us, Father God. Thank you, Jesus. God, you're worthy. You're holy. So, yeah, let's get down to it. So this podcast is called New Thing. And I believe that God is currently doing something new inside of our churches, doing something new inside the church. it's that we've never seen or imagined. And in the season we're in right now, it's we're in a brand new season. The old things have passed away, and new life is springing up. It's Easter time. It's the time of Easter. you know, trees are blooming. Plants are producing flowers. You know, new chicks are being hatched. I know you, Emily McIntyre, if you're watching this, yep. You got new chickens hatching, yep. Or you have, and now they're growing up to become full-sized chickens and roosters as well, too. Now I've heard about that. I feel for you. My parents had roosters. We had a rooster, and yeah. Every morning, come on, shut up. Oh, what? yeah. And so we are in a new season right now, if you haven't noticed. and it's so awesome. You know, today I was at a where was I at? I don't know where I was at. Oh, yeah, I'm tired. I was at Cabela's, which is not Cabela's, but Bass Pro, which is down the street from our house. And my daughter, Lily, she wanted to see the Easter Bunny. She wanted to get her picture with the Easter Bunny. And for you those who think the Easter Bunny is evil, and it's a pagan, blah, blah, blah. Whatever. That's not what I believe. I believe that there's many symbols in Easter. I believe that the Easter Bunny represents new life. That's just me. But you can believe... Yeah. Anyways, I'm not going to get into that. But there was a girl there. She was... probably in her 20s, maybe early 30s, and she was getting her picture with her, it must have been like her nieces or her nephews or something, maybe she's an aunt or something, and she was, I can tell that she probably, not that she showed it then and there. And I'm not trying to say that I don't need to judge at all. And I don't want to judge, but I think she could have been hurting. How do I put it? She was dressed up in a gothic outfit. She had a black dress on. And I'm not saying that necessarily all these people are necessarily hurting, but to me, when she was getting her picture taken, I stopped and realized and think, I'm like, there's something going on. There's the light in the darkness. And it didn't make sense to me. I know she was getting her picture taken with the Easter Bunny with her nephews, and maybe she was just doing it for that, of course. But it came to me, something came and snapped inside of me. A light came in my brain, and I'm thinking, you know, you don't have to live in that darkness anymore. You don't have to live in that darkness that you were once in, that you're in, that you've been living in. Today is the season right now that we're in as a new life. And this quote that God gave me, was springtime is a time of new life, and Easter is a representation of death to life. But Jesus split the darkness from the light, so you don't have to live in the darkness anymore. It's time for new life. Reach for the light. God gave me that. So I believe that right now, in the season that we're in, it's time that we reach for the light. We reach for new life. We reach for God. It's a, I believe there's a word. It is called, and I've never really heard of it until just lately. It's called phototropism, and what it means is it's a plant growth towards or to the light. Basically, when a plant grows, it reaches for the light, and you know, in this time that we're in of this new growth and this new life, we must be like, I guess you could say, we must be like the plants. We must go towards the light. If we don't, we will become dry, and we will become witherly, and we will, you know, we'll be like a plant that doesn't have water, and we will become dry, and we will eventually die spiritually. But we must reach toward the light. And I want to read to you, this is Romans 6. I'm going to read to you. I know it's a lot, but that's what this is. This is, I'm preaching to you. I'm preaching you. I'm telling you the good news. I'm pointing you to the cross. And that's what has God called me to do. And this, I'll read this to you. This is Romans 6. It's in the NIV. It's titled Dead to Sin, Alive in Christ. When shall we say, what shall we say then? Shall we go on sinning so that grace may increase? By no means. We are those who have died to sin. How can you live it any longer? Or do you not know that all of us who were baptized into Christ Jesus were baptized into his death? We were therefore buried with him through baptism into death, in order that, just as Christ was raised from the dead, through the glory of the Father, we too may have a new life. For if we've been united with him in a death like his, we will certainly also be united with him in a resurrection like his. For we know that our old self was crucified with him, so that the body ruled by sin might be done away with, that we shall no longer be slaves to sin, because anyone who has died has been set free from sin. Now if we died with Christ, we believe that we also live with him. Verse 9. For we know that since Christ was raised from the dead, he cannot die again. Death no longer has mastery over him. The death he died to sin once and for all. But the life he lives to God. In the same way, count yourselves dead to sin, but alive to God in Jesus, in Christ Jesus. Therefore, do not let sin reign your mortal body, so that you obey its evil desires. Do not offer any part of yourself to sin as an instrument of wickedness, but therefore offer yourselves to God as those who have been brought from death to life, and every part of yourself to him for as an instrument of righteousness. Verse 14, for sin shall no longer be your master, because you are not under the law, but you are under grace. And I'll go on to read verse 15 through 23. Slaves to righteousness. So then shall we sin because we are not under the law, but under grace? By no means. Do not know when you offer yourselves to someone as an obedient slave. You are slaves of the one you obey, whether you are slaves to sin, which leads to death, or to obedience, which means to righteousness. But thanks be to God that you used to be slaves to sin. You have come to obey from your heart with the pattern of the teaching that has now claimed your allegiance. You have been set free from sin, and you have become slaves to righteousness. I'm using an example from everyday life because of your human limitations. Just as you have offered yourselves as slaves to impurity, to ever-increasing wickedness, so now offer yourselves as slaves to righteousness, leading to holiness. When you were slaves to sin, you were free from the control of righteousness. Verse 21. What benefit did you reap at that time from the things you are now ashamed of? Those things result in death. But now that you have been set free from sin and you become slaves of God, the benefit you reap leads to holiness, and the result is eternal life. For the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life in Christ Jesus the Lord. So you know what? If you're out there and you know you're far from God and you don't believe that there's really a God out there, that loves you, or maybe you're out there that you're thinking, well, I've tried to get close to God, and he's just, I believe that he's pushed me away, and I think if I get close to him, that he will punish me, that he's a person up in the sky that Hollywood portrays that would slap me with a ruler or something like that across my hands, or he would punish me eternally damned to hell. And he doesn't love me. God doesn't love me. You know, I don't need God. I don't need a God. You know what? I want to tell you this. I'm going to tell you this, my friend. If you really believe that, that is false. A lot of things, a lot of religion has, and even Hollywood has portrayed that to people. And that's not how God is. That's not who God is. God is not there with a big stick ready to slap you, ready to basically punish you just to go to hell. And no. That is a lie from the pit of hell itself, actually. Because God is a God, an all-loving God who loves you, doesn't care what you've done. You know, all these people in the Bible, Moses was a murderer. Saul persecuted Christians. A lot of these people in the Bible have done very wicked things. And you know what? God still loved them. God was there for them. And they came to God. They came to Him. And He had His arms wide open. And He loves them. He wrapped them in His arms and say, "Child, you are loved. I love you no matter what you've done." And you know what, friends? That's what God does to us. God loves us no matter what. No matter what we've done in our past. Maybe, I don't know, maybe you've had a broken relationship with your spouse. Maybe you've been in a broken relationship and you did some bad things that you're not proud of in your relationship. Maybe you've abused your spouse. Maybe you've, God, who knows? Maybe you've murdered somebody. Or maybe you've had an abortion. And you've had a broken past. And maybe currently right now that you're living in darkness, and maybe you're drinking too much that you shouldn't. And, I don't know, maybe you're using drugs. Who knows? Only God knows, and maybe the people around you know that. Maybe there's people who know your past and your present right now. But you know what? God knows. God knows what you've done. God knows what you're doing. And you know what? God has a better plan for you. A better solution to this everyday in and out of the world of living just to live. Not living for something to live for. And God wants you to come to Him. God wants you to run to Him. He has His arms wide open, ready for you just to jump right into His arms. And the Bible says that He will stick to you closer than a father. And if that's you, if you want that, if you want to experience Him, all you have to do is say yes. Yes, I'm tired of living in the darkness. I'm tired of playing these games. I want Jesus to fulfill my life. I want Him to come inside of me. I want Him to live in me. And I say, yes, Jesus. Yes, Jesus, that's what I want. If that's you, I want you to leave a comment here on Facebook, on YouTube. I'll probably put this on the YouTube channel. Email me, michael@theawakeningpodcast.org. There, let me know, and I can reach out. But, you know, when Jesus died on the cross, he said, it is finished. And what happened was when the curtain split and tore the lightness from the darkness. And you don't have to live in that darkness anymore. You don't have to live there. Because there's a better way to live in Christ. And he will live in you. And yeah. Oh, God, thank you, God, that there is a better way. Jesus, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Just, yeah. So, and I want to play this song. This is old school, but I still want to play it. It's still relevant. It's called New Thing by DC Talk. Kick it old school here. God is doing a new thing. And he's going to do a new thing in you and through you, friends. I believe it. There's going to be something great that's going to happen that we have never seen before. I believe that this is the year of awakening. God is awakening his church. He's awakening his people. And God is doing a brand new thing in us and through us. And can in you and through you. All right, friends. I love you. God loves you. That's the most important thing. God loves you. It really does. All you have to do is say yes to him. Come to Christ. And he'll move in you and work through you. And in you and through you. Yep. He will, my friend. I pray that tonight as you're sleeping, that God gives you a dream, a vision of him. That God comes and visits you inside your room. That God shows himself to you, who he really is. I pray that God gives you an encounter with him like you've never experienced before. Amen. Amen and amen. God loves you. I love you. Have a blessed day. Love you all. Peace. Bye-bye. Now, how to attend this? And live video. Right there. Have a blessed day. Love you guys.